Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, February 28th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.74. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. There are new mental health services in Pittsburgh. Julio Flores has more.
The Assertive Community Treatment Program, or ACT, will consist of weekly intervention services. The goal is to reduce client interaction with law enforcement and unnecessary ER visits. Amy Glines, a clinical director for the Crawford County Medical Health Center.
ACT is actually a team approach to treat people in our community. It's a community-based program. Instead of like an individual provider.
For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The first flight lands today at the new terminal at Kansas City International Airport. The $1.5 billion terminal at KCI meets energy efficiency standards and it's eco-conscious. Several ribbon cuttings were held Monday at the new restaurants in the terminal, also U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the USO Lounge and Baggage Claim Area. A flight from Chicago is the first one to land at the new terminal this morning and then it's business as usual. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced more than $2 million in grant awards to improve how the state supports victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking. These grants are provided through the Federal Services Training Officers and Prosecutors Violence Against Women Act Formula Grant Program, or STOP VAWA. The grant program supports efforts to respond to crimes against women by developing, training, or expanding units of law enforcement, officers, prosecutors, judges, and court personnel, specifically targeting crimes against women. Governor Kelly stated that they must do all they can to ensure survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault have the support and resources they need to navigate their traumatic experience and demand justice. She said this funding strengthens Kansas's victim services and legal assistance programs to advance that mission and promote coordinated community responses for victims of domestic assault, dating violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking. Funds from the Federal Sexual Assault Services Program assist programs in providing victims of sexual assault with crisis intervention and accompaniment and advocacy assistance through the medical and criminal justice process. The funds also provide educational information to survivors of sexual assault. The funds are available through the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has announced that the first round of funding opportunities under the Kansas Fights Addiction, or KFA, grant program, which will use money recovered by the state through opioid legal settlements to support substance abuse and addiction services in Kansas, will be available starting in March. The Kansas Fights Addiction Grant Review Board has agreed to make an initial $3 million available to eligible agencies, entities, and nonprofit organizations through a request for proposal grant application process that will prioritize strategies related to treatment, recovery, reducing harm associated with substance use, and linking people to support services and care. The request for proposal is scheduled to open March 6th. A second request for proposal announcement anticipated in early May will make an additional $2 million available, with funding prioritizing prevention, providers and health systems, and public safety, and first responders. The priorities are based on the Kansas Prescription Drug and Opioid Advisory Committee's 2023-2027 State Strategic Plan, which was developed using input from key stakeholders, public comment, subject matter experts, and survey data collection. In Kansas, the number of overdose deaths has risen steadily in recent years. In 2019, the state reported 393 overdose deaths. That number rose to 477 in 2020 and 678 in 2021, which was the most recent year for which the statistics were available. Kansas has reached multiple settlements with major pharmaceutical companies, distributors, and related firms as part of the state's ongoing efforts to bring accountability to those that fueled the opioid addiction crisis and to provide funds to support addiction services. Kansas has secured more than $340 million in settlements to be paid to the state over the next 18 years. Among the eligibility requirements, it is limited to state agencies, local and county governments, and nonprofit organizations that provide services in Kansas for the purpose of preventing, reducing, treating, or otherwise abating or remediating substance use or addiction. Additional information on the grant application and review process will be announced on March 6th. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development wants you to share your thoughts on internet connectivity in your neighborhood to help them build the future of the internet in Kansas. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development recognizes the importance that digital connectivity plays in thriving and growing communities, and they know they have important areas along with success stories. They would like to hear from you and your neighbors regarding connectivity, access, and internet opportunities that exist when connecting all Kansans. You can join the team as they embark on an 8-region state listening tour, as they want to hear your voices as they shape the state digital equity plan and 5-year strategic broadband action plan. They said they hope to hear from communities about internet access, availability, public access, adoption, speeds, safety, privacy, and more. And during the week of April 3rd, they'll be traveling to Oberlin, Oakley, and Goodland. This is an open meeting, and if anyone needs accommodation to help them participate, they can contact Corinthian Kelly within 10 days at 316-978-6530. In Nebraska news, a Marquette man, 47-year-old Jeffrey Adams, was booked into the Hamilton County Jail for second-degree murder after his wife was found dead on Sunday afternoon. According to a news release from the Nebraska State Patrol, at around 12:45 p.m. on Sunday, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call at a residence in the 500 block of Carnahan Street in Marquette. Inside the home, the Sheriff's Office located a deceased woman identified as 49-year-old Angela Adams, and the Sheriff's Office then requested assistance from the Nebraska State Patrol. Investigators learned that Adams had been with her husband, Jeffrey Adams, Saturday evening, but he was not at the home when the authorities arrived to investigate the incident. A short time later, Jeffrey Adams arrived at the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office to turn himself in, and he was arrested by Nebraska State Patrol investigators. Investigators have determined that the incident began with an argument during which Jeffrey Adams struck Angela Adams multiple times, and Jeffrey Adams then left the home. The incident remains under investigation with no further information available at this time. Grand Island police are searching for two suspects after a reported burglary in Grand Island early on Sunday morning. Police received the call of the burglary from the victim, who said two people broke into his shop in the 900 block of West South Front Street, and the victim told police that altogether three guns, a crossbow, and cash that totaled $2,000 were stolen. The three guns stolen were a .22 caliber rifle, a 12-gauge shotgun, and an AR-15. Anyone with information regarding the case is asked to contact law enforcement. In the latest development in a string of rail incidents in Dawson County, a Union Pacific rail car caught on fire on Saturday west of Cozad, and upon emergency response's arrival, there were flames coming out of the top of the car. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office, Cozad Volunteer Fire Department, the Cozad Police Department, Dawson County Emergency Management, Union Pacific Hazmat, and Union Pacific Police responded to the scene at 12:30 p.m., and the scene was cleared at 3:30 p.m. Dawson County Emergency Manager Brian Wold said a passerby on the south side of the railroad tracks reported the fire and that Union Pacific personnel inspected the car and found no leaks or damage. The train was stopped on the tracks waiting for clearance to head to North Platte. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Each spring, the Kansas Talking Book Service dedicates a week to highlighting the program's progress and innovation in its mission of ensuring that all may read. The service, a division of the State Library of Kansas, operates with the support of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, providing services and support to qualified Kansans with a print disability. For 2023, Kansas Talking Books Week will be held March 6th through the 10th, and activities for the week include a webinar highlighting the many Braille resources and services offered to eligible patrons, including downloadable books, book clubs, reading challenges, and more. For more than a repository for accessible materials, the Talking Book program is housed on the campus of Emporia State University, and Kansas Talking Books has an on-site recording studio that allows volunteers and staff to record books and magazines of local interest and make them available in accessible formats for readers. More than 1,000 books, many about Kansans and by Kansans authors, have been produced by Kansas Talking Books, and more than 500 are available for Talking Book patrons across the country through the BARD download service. Kansas Talking Books free library services are available to all Kansas residents with a qualifying print disability. In blindness, low vision, physical impairment, or reading disability, where patrons can access over 120,000 books and subscribe to over 80 magazines. Patrons, caregivers, and community members can find more information and the application for services online at kslib.info/talking. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tall grass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through March 31st. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tall grass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tall grass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23, and if you're unable to complete the survey but you want to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726 to receive a written survey or to complete the survey over the telephone. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey is a collaborative effort between the Division of Agriculture Marketing at the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the K-State Land Use Survey Center within the Department of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State University. Doctors on Call is back for its 18th season and began airing on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they're excited that they're back for their new season of Doctors on Call, as they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise. And each week, Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor. The program gives viewers the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show, and a schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. The show today, February 28th, will cover depression with Drs. Robert and Christy Clark with Victory Clinic in Garden City. To submit questions during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. A celebration of life for Lewis Roberts, 87 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, March 1st, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. A private family burial will be at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. today, Tuesday, February 28th, also at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County EMS or the Ellis County EMS and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having ham and cheese, homemade bun, creamy coleslaw, pork and beans, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. For Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham, patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day, the Norton Junior High School cheer tryout practice. At 4 p.m., the Junior High Scholars Bowl in Hill City. And at 6 p.m., the KSHSAA basketball, boys basketball tournament will be taking place here in Norton, with Norton playing Lindsborg Smoky Hills High School, Smoky Valley High School. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 59 and breezy, with the southeast wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with the low around 24 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 49 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, there's a 20% chance of snow after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with the low around 23 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, snow is likely before 3 p.m., then snow is likely possibly mixed with rain after that. It should be cloudy on Thursday with a high near 35, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. On Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 57. And on Monday, partly sunny with a high near 57. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.74. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Gaster. The NFL offseason is slowly beginning, and while the new league year does not begin until March 15th, teams are still making some changes, including the Chiefs and their coaching staff. As Eric Bieniemy heads to Washington to be their offensive coordinator, the Kansas City Chiefs will promote quarterback coach Matt Nagy to be now their new offensive coordinator, a position he held until back in 2017. And Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed what Matt Nagy's learned in the second go-around as offensive coordinator for the Chiefs and what he learned when he had a head coaching stint in Chicago.
But I think that the head coaching position, I do think that experience helped him quite a bit. I think he's learned a lot. He's matured a lot. So I'm encouraged and intrigued to see what happens this time. I mean, I know he was very excited to be back in Kansas City as much as he would have loved to be a head coach. I mean, this is his home. This is where he's really, you know, come to with his family. And I think he's going to be here a while. I mean, certainly wants to be a head coach again. Maybe it happens in Kansas City. This could be the first step towards that. You know, we'll see what happens down the road.
Gary in sports.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice. To build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. It looks like we're in for some quiet weather with temperatures running above normal today and tomorrow. A significant storm system is going to be on the way Thursday into Friday that will start out as rain with a transition to wintry precipitation. Then temperatures start to return closer to normal by Friday and Saturday with a bigger warm-up on Sunday. We have a red flag warning for extreme fire danger in extreme southwestern Kansas today. That's where it is so dry and the winds will gust up to 40 miles per hour. For northwestern Kansas, blowing dust this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. North central Kansas, sunny with a high in the low 60s today. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny and dry with a high in the mid 60s. Again, the red flag warning posted over southwestern Kansas. Wind gust up to 40 miles per hour with a high in the mid 60s. Tonight's low in the mid 20s. In south central Kansas, the warmest spot today, sunny and near 70 degrees for the high, and will likely reach the low 70s as well over portions of southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, futures are having a hard time getting some above some of the built-in levels into the market, due in part, are we going to continue the rally into the cash market at 164 last week? Could we get as high as 65, 66 this week? Well, that remains to be seen as far as whether we're going to be able to achieve that. Expect a bounce back today in wholesale beef and pork cutout values after a little negativity yesterday. Weakness in the grain market overall. No dramatic change in news as far as the grains are concerned. Wheat futures overnight trade down 5 to 6 cents. Hard red winter wheat. Corn futures.